questions and we'll call on you. You guys hear us okay? What about Jack Summers?
Hi, Tori. I wanted to ask you a question about the process involved. I know that obviously because of competitive advantage and disadvantage, you can't tell anybody before a game, you know, who's available and who's not. That everyone understands that. But I'd like to learn more about the process involved in determining how an arm is ready. Is it strictly the guy saying, hey, I'm sore, I'm not feeling good, I haven't recovered? Are there physiological issues that go into that? You know, because a lot of people are curious about this and how that's determined. And it's a lot more than just looking at a spreadsheet and saying, well, so-and-so hasn't pitched in 2 days or whatever. So I was just wondering if you could help illuminate on some of that.
Yeah. I think it's a very fair question. We have a really strong process here in Arizona, and the medical team works extremely hard on gathering information. And it's built around how many times somebody's up in the bullpen, how many warm-up tosses they take, their overall workload, their built-in workload over a 5-day period, over a 10-day period, total number of pitches thrown in a game. And it spits out an equation. And I rely on that. I rely on that. I believe in that. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm a baseball manager. If you ask me how to pick up ground balls and throw the ball across the infield, I'll be okay there. So I defer to the people that have studied this and they work extremely hard at it. And given the fact that we've had so many injuries, I'm not even willing to toe the line of somebody that is borderline at this point right now to put them into a baseball game. I'm trying to stay ahead of it the best that I can. I'm trying to utilize the guys that are available and strong. And my mindset has always been that if we're at somebody's red line and he's tired, is 70% of him better than 100% of somebody else? And I'll always take the 100% of somebody else. I believe in that because we have good big league talent. You know, there's different variables. There's different things that are adding up. And if we let it go into a player's hands, he's always going to tell me that he's ready to go. And that's just not good enough for me, because I am not into, nor will I ever be into, hurting somebody and asking them to pause their career and spend time on the disabled list. That's not who I am at my core, and I'll never be that guy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Tori, how often does a situation like last night pop up and we just aren't even really aware of it, that you just don't have very many options? You end up kind of getting through a game and it just goes sort of unnoticed.
It happens way more than you guys realize. It showed itself last night because of the pinch hitting situation. So we've been right up against it at times. We've had situations pop up like this at times, but you guys have never questioned it, because we finished the game the way we wanted it to. You know, yesterday we were adding up pitches. We knew that we had 70 pitches, roughly 70 from Faria. We knew we had 80 from AY. And we felt like getting 150 pitches from those two guys was going to bridge it to the back end of a bullpen that was strong and ready. So that was part of the equation, Jack. I failed to mention that as part of the equation. But we do this all the time. We do this all the time. This is not uncommon. It just shows up every once in a while. I promise you that I'm not that goofy and not that stupid. And I know I've quoted one of my favorite managers before. I didn't get stupid overnight. I understand where everybody is going and circling the wagons with this thought, but this is a part of the game that will continue to be a part of the game, especially for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And having highlighted what I just said about never wanting to risk somebody's injury potential, I won't come off of this.
Joey Ackerley.
Tori, I know part of the situation is because of, you know, you're still missing three of your original starters in the rotation, and the bullpen has been, you know, not as effective as you wanted. But what does it look like tonight? Are you in a better spot with your bullpen arms tonight?
We're in a much better spot, and you know, I feel like you guys deserve an explanation, right? After last night. I don't usually like to tip our hand, because if I had mentioned to you what was happening yesterday about who was available, and I don't like to talk about available guys, the Cardinals would have known that, and you can see how it plays into a competitive advantage. We are pretty much locked and loaded tonight. Everybody's basically caught up. I think Castellanos was definitely a wild card. Everybody was wondering why he wasn't available. He just threw 60 pitches on Friday. He was right at that uncomfortable spot for us and me. But he's locked and loaded for a night. So he's going to give us some depth and coverage in case we play extra innings or in case the starter doesn't go deep. And besides that, we're pretty much locked and loaded with the rest of our bullpen.
Yeah, I have a question for you about Alex Young. You know, he came up just about 3 years ago, a couple days ago, June 27th, I think it was. And I don't think he's been down. How tough was that for you, sending Alex down?
Yeah, those always hurt. You know, he's been a part of this group that we have here, and he's had some great moments for us. But you know, sending him down was challenging. But that's where we are right now. It's competitive. It's going to continue to get more and more competitive. And if you're not doing your job, and we have others that are, I think we're ready to make those types of adjustments. And you know, AY, when he first came up here, he took us by storm. He was attacking the zone. He was throwing pitches that were falling off of the plate, right in the hitting zone. He was getting quick, easy outs. And, you know, we haven't seen that this year. So that was my challenge to him in my conversation with him last night, that, look, you have some work to do. You have to go down and take care of some business and get back to that form that we've seen and you spoiled us with. And it's there at times. It's there in spurts. But I think to be a true major leaguer, you got to know what's happening every single time. You got to be counted on that level. And he agreed. And I know he's going to go back down there and work hard and find his way back here as soon as possible.
Nate?
It didn't look like the line was very good for Taylor Widener. Did you hear any details about how things went?
Yeah, I saw that line. He felt good. That was the most important thing. I know it was 2 2/3, and I think 9 hits, a couple home runs, but you know, just get back on the mound and in a competitive environment, that's the most important thing for him right now. I'm sure he's going to give others, as he gets into a little bit of his work days, he'll give others a snapshot as to what was going on, and we'll start to get that tuned up. I'm not worried about Taylor. His health is obviously the most important thing at this point.
Jack Summers?
Obviously, Cole Calhoun felt pretty good at the plate last night. What are the reports on how he was running and playing in the field and all of that?
He was doing good. He went 5 innings, right, had 2 home runs, and he was early count swinging and wasn't missing. And to me, that's a sign of somebody that's feeling good and they're confident and they're squaring up the ball they're looking for and not missing it. So real happy for him. He's going to play again tonight in Reno. I can just run through some of the updates. Bum threw a simulated game today, 2 and 34 pitches. Tyler Clipper threw 1 and 17 in that same sim game. Weaver and Clark played catch anywhere from 60 to 90 feet. Marte continues to be in the recovery phase. And Carson caught a couple of bullpens and then continues to work on that range of motion with his right wrist. When he's catching bullpens, I know I explained this to you guys the other day when I saw he's catching a bullpen and glove flipping the ball to a coach standing there who's throwing it back to the pitcher. So this is still in the treatment phases of his recovery.
Back to you, Nick.
So I feel like I might have asked you this yesterday, but is the homestand looking possible for Calhoun at some point during the homestand?
I want to believe so. I know my conversations with Cole, he's very driven and very motivated to get back and help his team win baseball games. So I'll never say never with anything that he does. And I know that's his target. But we haven't determined when that will happen. I believe he's getting closer, and tonight'll be a big day for him. Go back to back with that high intensity. So we'll see how he feels after the game tonight.
Anything else for Tory? All right, thanks everyone. Jack, one more for Jack.
Yeah, sorry, Tory, one more. You know, after thinking about Carson's wrist, you know, I mean, typically with broken bone, you know, they can talk anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks for the bone to actually heal.
Right.
Because this is a functional area, you know, you can't swing or throw. like that. I mean, is it an elite athlete? He doesn't maybe always need 6 weeks. He might, you know, stronger and healthier. They might heal faster than the average human. But isn't it fair to say that it's going to be at least 4 weeks for him to be, you know, for that bone to heal?
Very fair question. I asked the same one. I think great minds think alike. We'll settle on that for the next 25 seconds. I think that it was a chip fracture. It wasn't something where anything was displaced or you know, completely broken down. So much like his toe, I think it's going to be to his tolerance. The bone will heal. It will scar. It will repair. I don't think it's going to necessarily, that fracture is going to find its way back to the original spot. That's what my guess is. So I think it's mostly his tolerance. He's not superhuman. His bones don't feel any faster than yours and mine. But I think this is an area where as long as he's asymptomatic and feeling no pain and has good range of motion, then we can start to initiate baseball activity.
We'll do one last one with Zach.
I was going to give you a guest question from Eduardo. He's over here. He wanted to say hi.
The best body in the world right there. Eduardo!
All right, thanks, everyone. See you after the game.
I love you, Eduardo. All right, thanks, you guys.